Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
Hey everyone, this is Chris Jasper from the world-famous Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're riding on the Caravan of Love, and you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM, Lowrider Oldies, R&B, and everything in between.
And welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix, 93.3 Tweed FM. Spectacular Lowrider Oldies. Thank you, Mr. Chris Jasper. World renowned, world acclaimed Isley Brothers Jasper. He the man, he's the man. But tonight we have another man, man about town, live on the premises. He's Mr. Rick Marino, music historian is what I need to call him. He's a man that turned me on to some songs that I had no idea about, and that's unlikely in any parts of the world. So it's like, wow, I learned a little bit of something from this guy. So he's gonna come, he put together a nice little tight playlist, gonna expose you to some songs that you might have heard, some songs that you might have not have heard. I too put together a little playlist, some songs of which you might have heard, some songs of which you might have not have heard. Mine is more or less easy listening, laid-back, low-rider music. Rick, on the other hand, he's on a whole nother level. He's real, real fly with it. So let me introduce the man of the hour, Mr. Rick Marino. Good evening, sir. Welcome to 93.3 Tweed.
Mr. Tweed Cadillac, thank you for having me, sir. It's an honor to be on your show and your platform and allowing me the opportunity to play some music for your audience. I really appreciate it.
That'd be a great thing because you have an extensive ear for music. You have an extensive catalog. So it's about time that you, you know, tell your story. How did you get into music and what's your greatest inspiration in regards to the many genres of music that you've studied over the years?
You know, early, man. I remember 4 years old getting my first turntable, one of those little Fisher-Price turntables. And, you know, at the time I was young, maybe around 4 or 5. And I don't know if you remember a song called Elvira from the Oak Ridge Boys, kind of like a country western tune. That was like my first record, and that was like something I played nonstop as a kid and my first introduction to music. And as I grew up in the 80s, and you know, I was one of those kids that, that grew up on MTV, watching videos all the time. But what really hooked me was hip-hop, you know, getting introduced to hip-hop. And that is what introduced me to a whole world of music, you know, because of these artists sampling music that they grew up on. In turn, I wanted to find out who they were sampling. And from there, it just kind of started a path to find all this rare music that people, like you said, that people may have heard of, may not have heard of. But, you know, my passion is sharing that because I think that, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that are underappreciated that have produced some really great, outstanding music. And, you know, my goal and my passion is introducing people to that.
I can dig it. I kind of have the same philosophy because I grew up listening to a lot of lowrider oldies and just oldies in general. And I felt compassion for a lot of the groups that not only got slept on, but got kind of manipulated out of their funds. So I kind of vowed to, if I could do anything to give them that last hurrah, just to keep their music and their name and their legacy alive, that's really been my major motivation into radio and to playing oldies. So it's an honor. It's an honor, my brother, to have you, you know, come on around this town and put it down with me. You have a little playlist that you put together today for us. So I'll let you start it off. What song would you like to go with first? And then give us like a little backstory on it.
Yeah, sure, man. So the first song on my playlist is a song called L.A. Nights. It's by a Japanese artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was really introduced to this song by a hip-hop group that come from L.A. called People Under the Stairs. They're like an underground hip-hop group from L.A. And there's some real funky cats, man. And, you know, they used a lot of obscure records to produce their music. And this was one of them. And, you know, really they were into finding records that tied back to the city of Los Angeles. And, you know, I felt this song kind of represents a time capsule of L.A. back in the 80s when L.A. was like the epitome of being fly. Everybody wanted to see Hollywood. Everybody wanted to shop on Rodeo Drive. And Tweet, I don't know if you remember those pictures. Like, it was like a pale lady with sunglasses, with red lipstick that everybody had on their walls back in the 80s. For some reason, like, this song reminds me of that. It takes me back to that time. And, you know, I think it's just a fly song. So why don't we get into it?
Done deal. Point Tweet FM, LA Nights, y'all.
Thank you.
get no flyer than that. That was very, very fly. And you know, I've never heard that song before at all. It kind of blew my mind the first time you turned me on to that. It's like, man, then for it to be a Japanese artist, man, got to give her a big shout out.
You know what's interesting about that is the production on that, or actually the song was written by Augie Johnson and Mickey Howard, who at the time were part of an R&B group called Side Effect, who was like another group, R&B group, who put out some stellar music. And, you know, they did the writing on this song, and you could see their influence on the track. So, you know, shout out to them for sure.
Yeah, Cusco Ogawa. That's how you pronounce the name. The title is...
Yes, sir.
The title is called L.A. Nights. Very, very smooth, man. So when you're out there cruising tonight, make sure you bump that, because I'm definitely going to add it to my playlist.
Huh?
And Augie Johnson, he was a cool cat. I actually knew him. He had a cleaners on Crenshaw back in the days, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I've also interviewed Mickey Howard. So, man, the world is very, very small.
So there you go, man. It all comes full circle, right? Like, all these musicians, as we were saying last night, kind of just running around and making all this great music, you know? So, that's dope.
And believe me, they went above and beyond the call of duty when you really think about it, which kind of brings me to how I'm headed up into this thing tonight. Let me find what I want to play that always puts me in a mood similar to LA Nights. If we was going to put together a mixtape, we would kill him, Rick, because we could have the vibe set so fly. 90.3 FM. Check it out, y'all. Michael Franks.
Thank you.
that is just like Coltrane. Fate is just like Miles. Fate is just like Helen when she smiles. Lady wants to know.
Sunday morning, Sunday morning with a mimoso in a bubble bath with a baddie eating bacon. Not 3-point tweet FM. Hey, man, callers, if you're out there, you want to speak with Rick or myself or my co-host, Mr. G. Louis, just arrived live on the premises, press 1. I see you out there. Mr. G. Lou, good evening, sir.
Good evening, good evening.
I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Rick Marino, music historian.
Hello, Rick. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
SoCal.
Good, man. Good, good, good.
Man, his playlist is out there, man. This man could teach me something. And you say, you know the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Right.
Rick did it. Taught an old dog some new tricks. He
man.
Did it.
So he up on you. So he got a couple up on you, Tweet?
Oh, yeah. He the man. He the man.
Okay.
You missed the first one, man. I'm going to have to send it to you. It's the shit,
okay.
Man. It's the shit. We just
Tweet, I'm just a rookie compared to you, man. Like, you know, in our conversations, like, you're like a music almanac, you know? You know all the players and all the backstories, and that's eventually where I want to get to, you know?
Wow, well, you got the songs that some of which I've never heard of, that it made me go a little bit deeper. Well, not tonight, but in life in general, in my smash on this music, it's making me go a tad bit deeper. So if it's over their head, they're going to have to understand it. They're going to have to respect it because the music is there. It's there. So what you got next for us, Rick?
All right, so why don't we go into a little bit of Walter Jackson, song called It's Cool. And, you know, Walter is one of those singers who flew under the radar. He had some hits in the 60s and 70s, but, you know, he isn't one of those guys brought up when we think of, you know, R&B singers. this song in particular sticks out to me because of his baritone voice and sounds almost similar to Barry White at some point, but with a little bit more range. And the other thing that really sticks out to me on this song is the percussion. I don't know if that congo player was in the studio or if it was programmed on a drum machine, but it's super tight. So it's just really one of those songs you can breeze around in your ride with the top down or the boomers open and go for it. So why don't we get into that?
Here we go, Mr. Walter Jackson. Song is entitled It's Cool.
I'm with you.
I'm Dale. Along with Scotty and Bo, we are the Tim Priests. And you're listening to 93.3 Tweed FM. And also listen to the spectacular Low Rider Oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. And ladies, this is dedicated to the one you love. Yeah.
Point Tweed FM, live on the premises with Mr. Lou Lavis, G. Lou, Mr. Rhythm.
Yes, sir.
We are here for your listening ear. So what's going on, Rick? That was a nice one too, man. Walter, never heard of Walter either. But Walter kind of put it down real smooth like there. I digs that.
Right on, man. Yeah, he's definitely one of those guys that you don't hear about much, but he put out some really good music, you know?
Yeah, that was rather different. It's real cool, as he said. It was real, real cool. Well, me personally, tonight, I got a cool one. This is like one of my all-time favorites as well, too. I will tear up the grooves off the record because, man, I think I've listened to this song probably 1,000 times, and it still gives me the same effect as if I've heard it the first time I heard it. It's one of my all-time favorites. And let me find it. Where did it go? It's here somewhere. Here we go, y'all. 93.3 Tweed FM ism. But before I play this, G. Lou, man, I've got to give a shout-out to the sponsors, man. Can you help me on that?
Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group. Shout out to BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan, the Kwan Glomerant. Shout out to Stacy Adams Menswear. Go to tweedcadillac.com and hit the link up right there, and it'll lead you to Stacy Adams Menswear with a special discount from Tweed Cadillac. Also, MagnificentWax.com, our day one sponsor. It's MagnificentWax.com. Flyest wax out there. Have your car looking fly, man. You know what I mean? Check them out. They'll also add some of your local Walmarts as well. But MagnificentWax.com is the website. Also, One Stop Funk Shop. Shout out to Chocolate and the whole crew over there. One Stop Funk Shop. Check them out. Sunsound Concerts and Tours. Sunsound Concerts and Tours. Another sponsor of ours. You can check them out at Sun Soul Concerts. Make sure you let them know Tweed sent you there, and they will hook you up because all the shows and festivals and great concerts are going on right now. So check in with them to get hooked up as well. Also, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, locally owned and operated family business, located in the greater Los Angeles area, locally owned and accepted from the community, 5-star rating on Yelp. They got DoorDash, Uber Eats, all that. So if you want to order, check them out over there. FunDiggity.com is the website, and FunDiggity Funnel Cakes is the operation, man. And you can even get your own funnel cakes and make them for yourself. You can get the mix and all that. So check them out in the Los Angeles area. Tweet could probably give you more info on that.
Yeah, that's 2807 North D-A-L-H-A-R-T, Dalhart Avenue. Actually, it's in the city of Compton, 90222. They're open through Tuesdays through Sundays, unless it's a private event, from 3 to 10 p.m. But as of today, they're on vacation for a week. They said they needed a break, summertime, so they want to kick their feet back, stay away from that high grease for a minute. Phone call-in number when they're back up and running next Saturday will be
310-404-6849. Yep, those are all the sponsors. Go ahead.
Actually, they're not all the sponsors. I forgot one more that's very important to this operation. It's like how you're going to put, you'd have to add oil in the car. And that's the GLUShow.com, website Wednesdays, Flashback Fridays, and OG Sundays, hosted by Mr. G. Lou himself, my co-host. It's going down.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tweet.
Make sure to hit the follow button if you're listening online. Tell a hater to tell a player. Don't cost you nothing. It's absolutely free. They'll ask you to create a free account. Just simply leave your email. You'll be able to get alerts, updates on upcoming celebrity guests. So if you'd like to tune in, you will know who's coming, when, where, and how. If you need music, apparel, merchandise, pics, bio, videos, news, refer to my personal website, tweakadlack.com. Mr. Rick, let me show you what I'm working with tonight. They ain't ready for this one. It's one of my all-time favorites. 93.2 Tweet FM, Rick Marino, G. Lou, Tweak Cadillac, baby. Yeah.
Happening to me. Hi, I'm Scotty.
And I'm Walter. And along with Lavelle, we are the Whispers. Remember, love is where you find it. And it's on 93.3 FM. The After Six Cruise Mix. Never forget, you are number one. In good hands with Tweed Cadillac, baby. Let's go all the way.
And that's what we gonna do. That is what we do each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Mr. Rick, how you feeling,
that's
sir?
Good. Wonderful. Now, was that that last track, was that the Earth, Wind, and Fire? Or what
no, that's Confunction. That's Confunction.
Okay.
Big shout out to Mr. Michael Cooper from Confunction. Also had the pleasure of interviewing them too, a two-hour episode. Any listeners, you want to go back to that Confunction episode, just go to the archives on blogtalkradio.com/93tweed. You'll be able to hear that show as well. They're out of California, Vallejo, California. One of the baddest bands in the land, nationwide. They had the fast ones, longs, the slow songs, the ballads, the funk. They did it all, man. They don't make bands like Confunction anymore. Big shout out to Confunction, man.
Yeah, that one I'm definitely adding to my list, man. I never heard that one before. I'm not too hip to Confunction's deeper catalog, but I got to get into it, man.
They got the shit, man, for real. Confunction, man, is that song in particular, man, is just something about the feel of that song I've always enjoyed. So what you got for us next, Big Rick?
All right, well, we'll get into band I was telling you about last night. It's a song called Teach Me How. You know, a little backstory to this group. Again, some may know, some may not. A band that started out of Ohio. They put out one album. It was called Aeroplane and was released in 1977. Had some regional success, but as a whole, it didn't hit that nationwide, you know, audience. And the founder, Norman Whiteside, I believe it was. He was the leader of the group, and he put out this album. I'm just giving you the story because I find it a little interesting. With, you know, that he put out this album, didn't meet the expectations, fell on some hard times, and eventually he was sent to prison for aggravated murder in a pretty high-profile case. But about that, during he was sentenced to 30 years. During that 30-year sentence, 2014, Kanye West sampled one of his songs. And because of that, he was nominated for a Grammy. Now imagine sitting in jail or prison, being nominated for a Grammy.
Wow.
He eventually was able to use that success to get an early parole. You know, I really urge people to check out this album as a whole because it contains some really, really interesting and funky music. But this track is a little bit of a teaser, short song, and it's called Teach Me How.
All right. Let's get into it. 93.tweed FM. We teach me how.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Patrice Rushen, and where there is love, it's 93.2 Tweed FM, classic oldies, jazz, and all in between. Welcome to the After Six Cruise Mix.
Hi, I'm Bunny DeBarge, and you're tuned into 93.2 Tweed FM on the After Six Cruise Mix, the rhythm of the night.
Hello, everybody. This is Alpha Anderson, former lead vocalist of the group Chic, and you are listening to 93.2 FM.
Hey, this is Chucky Booker, and you are listening to 93.2 FM, the After Six Cruise Mix, the only station that won't play no games on you.
Live on the premises, Mr. Rick Marino, music historian, oldie aficionado.
I like that, man. I'm gonna start using that.
You got that one. You got that one. Let me see. What can I do? What can I do? We was kind of deep, man. I wish him all the luck, because, man, it's hard out here. I can imagine how many songs he probably wrote behind that wall too. So hopefully Kanye look out for him. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
That'd be a beautiful thing too, man. Let me play you one of my all timeies. Since we're just kicking it, let me find this song. I kind of like this one too because everybody coming to see Otis now, man, and I really respect that, because no matter what David Ruffin said, ain't nobody coming to see Otis. That turned out not to be true right about now. Everybody coming to see Otis, so it is what it is, man. May the Temptations rest in peace. Temptations forever, y'all. One of the best movies, docudramas that they will ever make. That's just my personal opinion, but I've watched that movie 1,000 times too. Love the Temptations. 93.2 Tweed FM. The Temptations, y'all.
Please return your love to me, girl. Forgive me for the wrong I've done.
And oh, baby, I cry myself to sleep at night for fear of another. Every night on my knees I pray, oh please,
this is your rock and roll gangster, A-Line, and you're listening to 93.3 FM's Spectacular Lowrider Oldies. It's a magic night on After Six Cruise Mix, introducing the man of the hour, Tweed Cadillac, baby.
He is I, and I am him, Slim with the tilted brim. I'm here with Rick Marino, G. Lewski. We live on the premises. So where are we going? Where we going with it, Slick Rick?
Well, before we go any further, I just want to give a shout out to my buddy Rich. I know he's tuned in. Just want to give him a shout out. And Rich, if you're out there and you want to give us a call, feel free, man. You got the number. Also want to give a shout out to my girl Shannon, out in the city of Gardena, representing Gardena. And all my folks that may be listening out there. And next, I want to get into a tweet. I know it's one of your favorites, Slow Drag by the Intruders, right?
Oh, man. Okay. Okay. You're going there. You're going there.
You know,
that's,
man,
my boy.
You know what I love about this song is that, you know, when we listen to a lot of today's R&B, it's a lot of, seems like everybody wants to be in the fast lane, right? You know, but this song is about, you know, slow it down, you know, enjoy the journey. You know, it's just really about finding your groove and things will come your way. So why don't we get into a little bit of that slow drive?
Yeah, let me pull that up. Give me a second. I was sipping on this Mickey Big Mouth. Hold on. I'm trying to get the vibes right. Hold on.
Yeah, no, man. I got my talk in over here, too.
Let me find my boys. Big shout out to the Intruders, man. Great bunch of guys. Once again, I have had the pleasure of interviewing them as well. Great bunch of guys, man. Their music, their legacy, it's monumental. I gave them all the flowers that I can give them within 2 hours. So I hope the world, man, can continuously pass the blessings on to them. They are getting a little bit older now. We all age every day. And great bunch of guys, man. And the funny thing about it, they are still touring. They, man, they giving it to y'all the best that they can give it to y'all after all these years. But it's a good thing to be able to do something that you truly enjoy. You know what I mean? The money's going to come. But to be able to get up on that stage and rock the house, that shit is not easy, please believe me. 93.3 FM, Rick Marino, G. Lou, the Intruders, y'all.
Closer. I want to be closer to you. I told her, baby,
Hi, this is Calvin Hines from The Intruders, and you are tuned in to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Lowrider Oldies, hosted by Tweed Cadillac, baby. The After Six Cruise Mix, because love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're out.
And you better know it. And it better not be trusting all of them either, because you'd be out in two strikes. They be cheating out here in these streets. For real, though. 93.3 FM. Rick Marino. G. Lou, what's on your mind, sir? You got any input on Mr. Rick's Marino's song selection tonight? Because he's taking us there. G. Lou must have stepped away. Anyway, Rick, Superfly, man. The Intruders, for some reason, man, they always seem to come with it, man. Cowboys, the Girls, I mean, they just had so many hits, Jill. I don't understand how a lot of groups can I wouldn't say that they were slept on. Nobody really slept on them. But it's not too many places where you can go and still hear their music.
Right.
That's my issue with a lot of radio and, you know, all these satellite stations. It's some, but they don't really dig deep. You know, they're just going to play the top 40 hits, and that ain't what we do over here, man. We want to open up the doors a little bit deeper and kind of make you really want to get into the artist, not just for what you heard on Soul Train back in the day. Because believe me, every artist that's been on Soul Train, including Intruders, had gang of songs. I don't think they sang Slow Drag on Soul Train. You feel me? So
absolutely, man. I mean, you know, these groups have so many, you know, deep album cuts that are so good, and they don't get the appreciation that they deserve. And I think that's something that, you know, people like you and I are wanting to expose people to, because there's a whole lot of music out there, a whole lot of music. And, you know, if you just listen to what's on the radio or what's recommended to you on your playlist on Spotify, you're going to miss out on a whole lot of stuff, man. So, you know, we just want to bring that to people's attention.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right, because even the youngsters, man, I have a godson, and when he was like 18 or 19, I turned him on to some of these oldies, and at first he was kind of apprehensive. He listened. He's like, oh, here we go with some stuff. He really couldn't relate, because he was straight hip-hop, you know. And then after a while, you know, started listening, and one day I came in and he was singing Blue Magic, and that blew my mind. It's like, wow. It actually,
you know,
I actually sold him.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful, man. And you know what the thing is about the music that we're playing tonight is that it creates a mood, it creates a vibe, and you know, again, I feel that's something that's missing with a lot of music today, is that it doesn't put you in a mood to relax with your girl, or, you know, hang out with your buddies, or whatever the case is. That's what a lot of this music does, and it like sticks in your head as memories, you know? And
exactly. I agree.
That's just what it's all about.
I totally agree, because, man, sometimes you might just sit back or you're in the mood for something. It's like on Sundays, I will go to the park. Well, actually, I will go to the car wash, get my car washed. Then I will go to the park and hand wax it and just play my oldies. You know, man, add me a few brews, sit there, and, you know, and as I'm waxing my lack and taking my time, in no hurry or nothing, and just sit there and just enjoy it, you know, just relax. And then it's songs you play when you want to cruise. Then it's songs you want to play on a rainy day. It's like whatever your mood is, it's a song out there that will cater to that.
Yep.
that's the beautiful thing, man. Without music, I don't know where we would be. Some stressed out people, because I can listen to a song and it'll calm me right down instantly, you know. And here's one of them.
Tell you, man, music is one of those things that every day gets me through my day, man. Without it, I don't know what I would do. So, you know, shout out to all these groups that have the tenacity to master their craft and give us this good music, you know, because it's not easy. Especially
not at all.
They were doing live instrumentation, outstanding vocals. It's not easy. So, shout
perfect
out to
pitch.
All of them. Yep.
And had to dance and sing at the same time. It's just not a hard, man, it ain't easy at all. It's extremely difficult. And one of the most underrated Earth, Wind & Fire songs, and I play this 1,000 times on my show, and to me, every time I hear this song, it puts me right back in the mood that I know that it's going to give me. So to the world, this is Tweek Alec's favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song of all time. 93.3 FM.
I real crazy about back then. Call him Sweet Cadillac. Call me anytime, baby. I'm ready.
Hi, I'm James Alexander, the Bodacious Move Your Boogie Body Band, the Barcade, and we're night cruising on 93.3 the FM. Let's have some fun, because we're too hot to stop. Yeah, let's get it.
Hi, you've reached Becca's phone, and I'm not able to answer the call at this time. But if you please be so kind to leave your name and number, I'll give you a call back at my earliest convenience. And if this is one of Tweed's bitches calling on my fucking phone, this is not his number anymore. And I know that he drunk up my grandpa's Cavassier. You totally wrecked my fucking bins. And if you're trying to reach him, find him on Facebook Messenger. But as soon as I find out he has a new line, it is going down. Oh, and I know you got my fucking meat, and you need to bring that shit back. I'm not playing. I saw you when you left with it. Bye.
You can forget it, Becca. I don't like you. Your hair weave is whack. You don't swallow. You're out of here. 93.3 FM ism. Mr. Rick, man,
yes,
we're doing it tonight, sir.
Yeah.
How you gonna hit him over the head?
I gotta say that Earth, Wind & Fire track, I've never heard that, and it sounds totally different than anything I'm familiar with from them. You know,
yeah,
I'm used to like September and, you know, more of their mainstream stuff, but that definitely has a classic sound to it for sure.
Yeah, that was smooth. That was smooth, and that's way. That was off their first album, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Where they're inside of a condemned building, and that's a female singer. That was Philip Bailey was still in training then. Yeah, man, that's a beautiful song, man. Earth, Wind,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Big shout out to Maurice, everybody that really put it down. Matter of fact, I've been in negotiations with Larry Dunn. I'm trying to get him, the keyboard player, to come on the show too. So, you know, he can speak on some Earth, Wind. So if I can make that happen, man, that would be very big as well. So, yeah, man, big shout out to Earth,
Wind. You've had a lot of legends on your show, man. I'm going to have to go back into your library and listen to all those interviews. I know
there's some, you ain't heard nothing. You ain't heard nothing. You just practicing because it's going down. I've interviewed over 85%. Everybody on TV One Unsung, and I've given a showcase spotlight to a lot of groups, man, that really had a great time. They respect what I'm doing as I respect what they're doing and what they have done. So we like a high speed soul train, man. We just keep on moving down the tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Steaming along.
So what you got for us coming up next, Slick Rick?
Yeah, let's get a little pick up the pace a little bit, since we're talking about you know, gliding down the track. You know, Phazo, you know, I think a lot of people know them for Riding High, which, you know, I first was introduced to as part of one of EPMD's songs called Please Listen to My Demo. And you know, I know a lot of West Coast producers get credit for using a lot of funk samples, but for me, EPMD was like one of the first to introduce me to groups like Phazo and Zap and Funkadelic. So, you know, in that vein, I think we should get into Good Thing. So it's just a all-around funky jam. So why don't we get into that?
Yeah, Phazo, man. They really came on the scene strong back in the day. And for all my listeners that are from LA, if you recall back in the day in high school, a lot of the record companies would break an artist by sending them to high schools, you know, to do concerts. And Phazo actually came to my high school in a limo. That's back when she was in a limo. He was like big time, big time. And they came in and performed for like 30 minutes inside our auditorium at lunch, and, you know, signed autographs and 8x10s. And back, man, when I was a tater tot. So So I've always been intrigued with Faye Zell because I had a chance to really see him live before they even had came out. So 90.2 that film, Faye Zell, good thing, y'all.
Original Jamaican Kandanda the lower round Kenya Kia Ox. It's a 93.3 FM. My station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. Wanna wanna rump with we? Wanna wanna war? Come on!
Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band. And you are tuned into 93.3 FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After Six.
Good evening, this is Melissa Morgan, and you're listening to 93.3 FM. This is the After Six Cruise Mix, where you can hear my new single, Footprints of an Angel.
Back 93.3 FM, big shout out to all my listeners tonight, make sure to hit that follow button. We're trying to go platinum around here, man. So I need y'all to, you know, give me a little bit of support. I ain't asking for your Cash App information. Just, it's absolutely free. All you got to do is hit that follow button. Show me that you love me like I love y'all. 93.2 FM, I am here with Mr. Rick Marino, my co-host G-Lou. Are you there, G-Lou? I don't know if I lost you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, he's on deck. You got any questions for Mr. Rick, or are we going to keep it pimping?
No, I keep it pimping, Tweet. I'm just enjoying the vibes, man.
Okay. Oh, speaking of Fazo, you know that song was produced by Satch from the All Players and Mr. Billy Beck. If you notice, it has a few elements of All Players in there. You wouldn't know if you didn't know the All Players, but it's like, wow. They was actually doing some big things, man. They was very instrumental in helping Fazo along the way, too. Just a little backstory. So, is it on you? No, it's on me, huh? Okay, let me see.
It's on you, Tweet.
Okay, let me pull a rabbit out of my hat. Let me buckle up my sleeves real quick and come out with one for y'all. I'm just playing my all-time favorites tonight. Oh, and I want to give a shout-out once again to Queen Jean from the world-famous G-Lu Show. This is one of her favorites, yeah, as well as mine, too, man. Check this out, y'all. The Almighty Dales.
Been away? Oh, I see. Well, I just got back in town myself. You know, there's something been on my mind for a long time, but I couldn't tell anybody, because they would have thought I wasn't wrapped too tight. Well, look here. If you got a minute, let me tell you a little story about what I finally realized after the hurt and pain was gone and the tears were gone from my eyes.
Life don't mean a thing. I see the moon, I see the sunrise, but there's nothing in between. Sorry is the word, oh, but fool is what I really mean. 'Cause when I touch you, girl, I touch the queen. I touch the dream. Yes, I do. Oh, that's a dream. All I do is dream of fantasies, secret thoughts of love, secrets of you. And when we made love, someone unreal would have to take your place. For without your love, my life is such a waste. I feel so bad because once the dream was so real, and pride won't let me hide the way it feels to touch a dream. Strange kind of me. But I couldn't feel a thing. Give me back the feeling. Take this numbness from my heart and kill these hands of mine. Another chance.
Spectacular Low Rider Oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. Check out our website, www.letsjustkissandsaygoodbye.com. And stay tuned to Tweed Cadillac, baby.
You are listening to 93.3 FM. Spectacular Low Rider Oldies, R&B, and all in between. You are coasting on the After Six Cruise Mix. This is David Pick Conley from the Platinum Group Surface. So tune on in with us and get turned on.
Hi, this is Ronnie Laws, and you're listening to Life in Paradise on 93.3 FM. Elegant jazz, R&B, and all in between.
And we are back live on the premises with Mr. Rick Marino, my music historian of the evening.
Man, I'm just, I can't even say, man, you know, you keep saying that, but you are the true master, man, having interviewed all these legendary artists and all the backstories that you have. I mean, again, it's just an honor to be here, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, sir, for appreciating me like I appreciate you. So it's Appreciation Day to Rick Marino. And all the fans, 93.3 FM. This is how we get out, man. We show love. You know, man, get love, you must give love. You know?
Absolutely.
To keep love, you must be love. There we go there. So,
and speaking of which, I just want to give a shout out to, you know, I got my people hit me up. I want to give a shout out to my my cousin Antonio out there in San Pedro. You know, he's probably creasing up the 501s to the songs that we're playing tonight, and my buddy Timothy out there in Temecula, shout out to him. They're tuning in, so just wanted to give a quick shout out to them.
Big shout out, man. Anybody else, man, we like the love. Give them the love. If you guys want to tune in, call 347-855-8436. You'll be live. Press 1 and we'll bring you right in to show your love for Mr. Rick Marino. With that being said, what's going on, man? Where you going with it, Rick?
Oh, man. Let's see.
We might even run out of time. We might not even have enough time to get all this. So slap us, man. Slap us with something that's on your playlist that's going to blow their mind. Because hopefully we'll have enough time.
Yeah, why don't we get into that average white man that... You know, this tune, I think, kind of took you back a little bit when I said it was going to be on my playlist. And, you know, it's just one of those songs that, as a matter of fact, the reason why I know this song is because it was on a Gangstar track that was on the soundtrack to the movie Trespass, which I know, you know, PPC, they had a song on there as well. You guys had a song on there.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So,
I'm a player, bitch. I thought you knew.
Yes, I did. So that was, you know, the movie that, you know, everybody was on with Ice-T, Ice Cube together in the movie. I know everybody was on that, and the soundtrack was awesome. But anyway, so that's where I first heard, you know, was introduced to the song. It's called Stop the Rain by Average White Band, and I won't get into it.
Yeah, big shout out to Oney McIntyre, original member of the Average White Band. He came through, sat down 2 hours with us as well. So if you want to hear that AWB show, go on, hit the archives up, and enjoy. 93.3 Tweet FM, Stop the Rain. Rick Marino, G. Lou, Tweet Cadillac.
Oh,
was AWB. Stop the Rain, 93.3 FM. We got a little time left. Let me pull a rabbit out of my hat real quick. See if I could buckle up my sleeves. One of my all-time favorites once again. I'm a big Blue Magic fan. Everybody knows that. So let me play one that kind of gets me in the mood as well. 93.3 FM, y'all. Check this out, Rick. Check this one out, baby.
Any kind of star. AG, and you're listening to 93.2 FM, spectacular lowrider oldies on the After Six Cruise Mix. So stay sugar-free and supper-free, but most of all, stay juicy. Tweed Cadillac, baby.
Yes, y'all, and it don't stop. Keep on with the body rock. Ha-ha. Man, we rolling like Nolan and the car ain't stolen, Rick. We rolling.
Rolling, man, and you know that Blue Magic. Was it Blue Magic? Was that the name of the group?
Yeah, that was Blue Magic. The name of that song is called "To Get Love." That's one of my all-time favorites. That right there will get the panties on the floor in no time. You'll get a coochie coupon. You might get breakfast in bed the next morning. That's the one you play. Believe me.
That's it. That's it.
It's been tried, practiced, and approved. It's a guaranteed Gucci coupon.
Love it, man. I love it.
So where we going, Rick?
Well, you know, I'm looking at the time, and I'm looking at we're running out of time a little bit here. And, you know, before we sign off, I wanted to play, I know, one of my favorites, one of your favorites, the collective known as Parliament Funkadelic, Parliament Funkadelic. Song called Wizard of Finance. To me, it's one of those songs that is a little bit different than the usual. It kind of goes back to their doo-wop days, you know, when they first started. Let's get into that, Wizard of Finance.
Done deal. 93.2 Tweed FM. P-Funk is around ya, in ya. It's on ya, baby. You can smell us. Go.
I was a wizard of finance. This is Lauren June Jones, and you're tuned into 93.3 FM Ism on the After Six Cruise Mix. Tell a hater to tell a player, we're rolling in the kind zone. Here dig.
Yes, sir. This is G. Lou, and you are tuned in to 93.3 FM Ism. I want to give a shout out to Big Sweet Cadillac, the Los Angeles Penthouse Player Click original, straight out of Los Angeles, Harlem, California. Now on Blog Talk Radio, 93.3 FM, Thursday night flight, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. It's always a treat when the players meet. Let me lace you up like this. Well, here we go again, homie, it's G. Lou. And I think I stepped in like right on cue. It's a Thursday night flight, 93.3. And if you're looking for the funk, then we got what you need. From Funkadelic to the temps, no, we do not simp. All we do is low ride, make money and pimp. Coming straight up out the Harlem's off of MLK. He used to be a player, Hammer Quick, back in the day. Now he's on the radio playing that funk. Can you please turn that shit up? Cause it's about to go down, homie, that's on me. Give a shout out to the plug, IMMD. 93.3, the homie got that ill. Lowrider, oldies, goldies, spinning 347-8558. 436 is the number for the play. So call the homie Tweed when you need that fix. Every Thursday night he's live in the mix. Call the homie Tweed when you need that fix. Every Thursday night he's right here in the mix. Mix, mix, mix. 93.3 FM Ism. G. Lou, I'm always tuning in every Thursday night for the Thursday night flight. 93.3 FM, Lowrider Oldies, the only station playing Funkadelic to the Temptations. Tweed Cadillac, I am Indy, I am G. Lou, Church.
Playing Funkadelic with the Temptations all across the nation. Respect and eyes. Realize. Better get another reanalyzation of the situation, because you can't stop a high-speed soul train. So, Mr. Rick, we're going to have to definitely do this again, man. I had a blast, sir. I want to thank you for giving me 2 hours of your life. You know, man, that's a lot to ask for nowadays, you know. I just got 2 hours out of your life, man. I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. The time flew by. You know, time flies when you're having fun and listening to good music. So, my pleasure, man. Absolutely, we'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I don't know if you're aware of it, but by you coming on this show, you just signed a Death Row record. So, we ain't letting you out the contract. We ain't letting you up. We ain't letting you up out this contract. So you have no choice but to come back. Yes, you have no choice but to come back. G. Lou, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, I told him, man, we just signed him to a napkin. He's on Death Row Records now. It's going down.
I think he can handle it, man. I think he can handle it.
It's gonna be all right. So, you got any parting words, any more shout-outs, anything you want to say to the world before you go, Rick?
Yeah, no, for sure. I just want to, you know, give my appreciation to the listeners, everybody that's out there that respects, you know, good music, and hope to be on with you guys again, for sure.
Most definitely.
Had a blast, brother. Had a blast, first. Man. Took us there, man, tonight. You took us there, man. Appreciate you, brother. Can't wait to have you back.
Same to you, man. Same to you, G. Lou. Appreciate it, man.
Indeed. Yes, take us out, man, with your famous parting words, G. Lou.
Man, everyone out there, first and foremost, thanks for tuning in tonight. Thank you for the love, appreciation, and continued support every Thursday night on 93.3 FM Ism. But I do want to leave you with this. Everyone, it'll be a week before we see you again. So don't let 7 days go without talking to the man upstairs. What I always say is 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. So get that line, man. It's always open. I'm going to leave you with that. G. Lou, much love and respect.
It's a done deal. Make sure to hit that follow button. If you need news, music, apparel, merchandise, booking information, videos, pics, bio, tweakcadillac.com. Make sure you hit that follow button. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. With that being said, man, we out, man. God bless each and every one of y'all. Peace. Till next week.